Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Interstate Batteries offers a wide variety of batteries for your everyday needs. Stop into one of their thousands of retail locations and talk with a battery specialist about batteries for your truck, trail cameras, and even those weird batteries for your rangefinder. Interstate Batteries even offers cell phone repair in certain locations. For more information, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number, save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jacob. This is Hunt Detail. Thank you for joining me. I just returned back from the ATA show in St. Louis, Missouri this weekend. Had a great time. Got to connect with a lot of great people at a lot of different hunting and archery companies. And, you know, we're all, whether you'd like to admit it or not, very tribal in nature, whether it's politics or sports or the type of vehicle you drive. And being in a big convention center with a bunch of people that in a tribe that I love to be a part of, which is archery and bow hunting and hunting in general. It's a lot of fun. And these are people that are, this is their livelihood, and they are fully committed to this space. And they are fully committed to some of the nuance and detail within this space. And so really got to geek out while I was there at ATA. And again, shake hands with really awesome people. I want to thank Dan Johnson with Sportsman's Empire and Nine Finger Chronicles for the opportunity to go and represent Sportsman's Empire at the ATA. It was something, the ATA is something I've observed from afar for a long, long time. I really, again, enjoy seeing what companies are bringing out and seeing what companies are doing, and I also enjoy the business side of it just to try to understand the marketplace and how it's changed and evolved. And I often get that question, or not question, but I often hear like, hey, the state of the ATA, it's down, it's not as big as it used to be, and that sort of thing. And you know, I find that interesting. There's a lot of, if we think about how business has changed in different marketplaces over the past 10 years. I mean, I can think of just eight short years ago going out west hunting pronghorn with my bow in 2016, and the amount of information was nothing. There was zero information on this type of hunt. There was no YouTube hunts on archery pronghorn, or maybe if there were, it was maybe like three videos, and they weren't even like in the state that I was looking at. It was, you know, not a lot of information. Then in 2018, I went out west for an elk hunt, public land, DIY, archery, and it was sort of the same thing. There really wasn't a lot of information. There was Elk 101, but there wasn't a lot of elk hunts on YouTube. And now it's so much different. I mean, it's an exponential difference now in 2024, the amount of information at your fingertips, not only on YouTube, but just on different websites, on different types of hunts and on different group chats and boards and that sort of thing. And so in a lot of ways, I feel like bow hunting is probably as popular, if not more popular, than it's ever been. And I'm going to include crossbows into that conversation. So if you think about crossbows and the impact that they've had on the marketplace, and then you've got, you know, people being able to watch other people hunt different states, and you know, mobility of, you know, hunting on public land and getting lighter and quieter, I just feel like it can't be more popular than it's ever been. The other side of that is manufacturing has changed. I mean, you've got these small shops building stands and stands and platforms and sticks. You've got 3D printing built, making these components. And so, you know, I can really customize my gear to what I think is, you know, best for me. We've got a lot of overseas manufacturing that continues to, you know, flood the market, make, you know, drive down the price of these goods. I guess the real problem here is where you see direct to consumer colliding with all this information. Now I can purchase my bow directly from a manufacturer, and I can build my own bow shop. And maybe that's where, you know, why one of the reasons why ATA is quote unquote down, because I can have my own bow shop. I don't have to go to a bow shop to have it tuned or strings and cables changed and all of that stuff. And I have all of these videos that I can consume to understand how to tune my bow and all of that. And so I don't know what the future of the ATA is. I feel like, again, archery is as popular as it's ever been. Bow hunting is as popular as it's ever been. But I guess it does put a pinch on retailers when you have direct to consumer and then also so much information available. But I mean, all in all, I think the ATA was really, really good. I think if the future, you know, maybe it becomes a bit of a mixed consumer show, maybe it's something more specialized or regional in nature. If it does go into a consumer show, I think that would only drive connections with retailers and connections with the sport and drive interest, but I don't know. I enjoyed it. I want to thank a bunch of the companies: Latitude, Trophy Line, Tethered, Cruiser, Mystery Ranch, Elevate, Stealth Strips, Novix, Quiver, Twisted Iron, Deer Mapper, Nilchi, Vail Outdoors, No Jammers, XOP, Mountain Ops, Merrill Targets, Total Peep. Those are just some of the companies that I talked to, and they were generous and kind enough to give me some time. So thank you all. You know, some of the ugly side that I saw that I will comment is that there was a new broadhead company there showing their innovation, and I was talking with them, and Iron Will Bill comes up to them, and he was like, okay, tell me about your product, you know, sell me, or something to that effect. And it was clearly not, in my opinion, clearly not a, hey, we're part of the same tribe, let's chat broadheads, this is great. You know, it was, sell me, tell me what you're going to sell. I want to understand you as a competitor. And then after this gentleman talked about his new broadhead, Bill basically, you know, popped his balloon and said, "Yeah, I think you're infringing on my patents." And I just was, you know, I know business is never personal. It's always, you know, it's always going to be ugly in some way, some fashion or form. But I just felt like there was more the opportunity for a better way to connect with, for Bill to handle that. Better, more tact, I guess, is the word. Do you mind if we grab a cup of coffee real quick? I just wanted to chat with you about a couple things. Do it in private if you're going to do that. And maybe, you know, maybe this company wasn't, maybe they knew that they were infringing on a patent. I don't even know if they are. And I'm not even going to mention their name. I like the product. You know, who knows if they're infringing on a patent? That's for other people to figure out. But it just, maybe, you know, shame on them for not doing their research if in fact that is infringing on a patent at Iron Will. But just really kind of the ugly side, because as I was talking with all of those companies that I just mentioned, everybody was excited to be there. Everybody was, you know, excited to be part of this group and to talk about their season and talk about their new products and all of that. And to be there and see somebody really pop someone else's balloon, I was just like, man, that's not great. And again, I think Bill could have handled that much differently with much more tact. But let's talk about some products that I came across that sort of jumped out to me. What I will say is that, and I'll share this with you all, so the ATA does have a new product launch showcase. And this year, I think it was 125 products that competed, and three of them were awarded for their new product design, innovation, and ability to meet customer demands. And so coming in third place was the Hyperlite Climbing Sticks by Trophy Line. And so there's been a lot of press and a lot of buzz around these Hyperlite Climbing Sticks. They also have a platform made out that's also Hyperlite. I think it's made out of Magnite, which this particular type of metal is apparently stronger than aluminum and stronger than carbon and it has some lightweight properties. It also has less vibration. So if you do bang them together, it doesn't, it's not like, I'd have to test it out to see what the difference is. But I did in fact get a chance to hold them, look at them. They stack nicely together, the sticks do. They are relatively lightweight. Look like they're really well designed. I don't know if they would be for me personally. The sticks I have, I'm really pleased with. And I think one of the things that jump out to me with the sticks that I have is the attachment method is already built in. It's not, I'm not having to buy additional ropes and that sort of thing. But ultimately, I like the innovation. I like the thought there. And so they came in third place, the Hyperlite Climbing Sticks. Second place was the Hypo 2 Blade by Annihilator. So the Annihilator broadhead is they've had a 3-blade broadhead, but it's more of a 3-bladed wedge. And it creates, and I guess it not only has a cut dynamic, but it also creates a hole. Like it's punching a hole through that animal. And they're a different looking broadhead. I've never used them, but they definitely, I know there's obviously people that are fans of them. They came out with a 2-blade that has sort of, it's a single bevel, and it has sort of I think they call it a scoop on the center of the broadhead, where it's sort of on the flats on each side where it's flat, and those have blades as well. And so, you know, it's an interesting looking broadhead. It may be something I take a look at. It reminds me of maybe a cutthroat, except the cutthroat has sort of a similar sort of scoop, but they're not bladed. But coming in at first place was Stealth Rig Lite by Stealth Rig. And this is, if you've ever seen the bow spider, the bow spider is a device where you put something on your bow. It sort of slots into a device that's on your pack, and it allows you to sort of access your bow easily, but also put it back when you're hiking and keep it, you know, not having to carry your bow. And so the stealth rig is a little bit like that, but it's more magnetic, and it is magnetic in nature. And so I didn't get a chance to examine that or mess with it. I wish I would have now, knowing that that it won first place. But it's definitely interesting, and it's definitely, there's a definite need in the marketplace for something of this, you know, in addition to sort of the bow spider and in addition to other options out there. The things that sort of jumped out to me, and I would encourage you to look at the videos that I put out on the Hunt Detail YouTube channel on different products, but one of them came from a company called Tree Sticks, and these are carbon fiber tree sticks. They stack really well. They have a built-in aider that's integrated into the lower portion of the platform, I believe the lower step, and so it comes out and then retracts and goes up in. And I think that's obviously a really nice innovation, because if we've, you know, used aiders before, sometimes they can sort of bundle up or get in the way or sort of make it, you know, sort of, in my opinion, get a little irritated how they get wrapped up in things. So I thought that was really nice. They were very lightweight. I did get a chance to hold them. And actually, I did get a chance to talk to the owner there, and he went through the sticks on my video, again, on YouTube. So I would encourage you to check that out if you haven't already. Another product that was sort of launched before ATA, but it's from Garmin. It's the Zero C1 Pro Chronograph. And I really like this as a new tool for those, you know, whether you're shooting a rifle or whether you're, you know, working on your arrow setup. Really nice tool. I think it's going to really dominate the market going forward because of all the data that's available from this device versus, say, what's been available before. So really neat product. I think this is something that grabbed my attention. It's a Game Grip, and this is food safe adhesive strips for cleaning game meat. And I process my own meat, and I think that I do get hair on it from time to time. It does get maybe a little bit of dirt or whatever. It makes me wonder if I need this. Maybe I should get sort of a roller, a cloth, you know, one of those lint rollers, and maybe see how a lint roller would work. Maybe try this out and see, you know, if it's how effective it is. But I think there's an opportunity there. There's definitely a problem, and I think that could be a solution for some folks where you're processing your own game and you want to get all that hair off, and you use this adhesive strip for that. The one of the other products that jumped out to me was from Quiver. This is a new company, and they have a app that's for your iPad or phone that allows you to see the organs of deer or elk on an actual target. And it can be a 3D target or a 2D target. So you shoot, and then you come up to your target, and you look, and you turn on your app, and it shows where your arrow would have penetrated, what it would have hit, liver, lung, guts, whatever. And I think I was just really impressed with that tool, and it won an award for best new technology. And I also spoke with them, have a video on their products on the Hunt Detail YouTube channel, so you can check that out. I did get a chance to talk with Latitude and Cruiser, and I think that they have some really interesting things coming out later on this year, but they were really kind of keeping that under wraps. They want to make sure that everything is right for the launch of these products, so keep an eye out for that. But all told, lots of interesting innovation, lots of interesting people, and really would encourage you to check out the Hunt Detail YouTube channel for some of that content, and keep an eye out with those companies that I've mentioned. Thanks so much for joining me, and have a great end of the season as it wraps up, and we'll connect soon. All the best.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.